This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Both President-elect Joe Biden and outgoing President Donald Trump held rallies Monday in the U.S. state of Georgia, where two runoff elections Tuesday will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. The outcome of the Senate races will dramatically shape the legislative maneuvering for the first half of Biden's 4 years in office. Police show the two Democrats with slight edges, polls rather, in the contest, both of which may determine necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the November balloting. None of the early balloting will be tabulated until Tuesday, and the official winners, depending on how close the votes are, likely won't be known on election night. Well, America's capital city, Washington, D.C., has mobilized the National Guard ahead of planned protests in the city by President Donald Trump's supporters as Congress votes Wednesday on affirming Joe Biden's election victory. Trump supporters are planning to rally in Washington on Tuesday and Wednesday, seeking to bolster Trump's unproven claims of widespread voter fraud. Police in Washington on Monday, ahead of those planned protests, arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, who was accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. Police say Henry Tarrio was taken into custody after an arrest warrant was issued for his arrest for destruction of property. Police say he also faces weapons charges after officers found him with two high-capacity firearm magazines when he was taken into custody. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced a new national lockdown for England until at least mid-February to fight the fast-spreading new variant of the coronavirus. The latest restrictions comes as Britain ramps up its COVID vaccination program. Beginning today, Tuesday, schools and colleges will be closed for face-to-face instructions. All non-essential shops and personal care services like hairdressers will be closed. Restaurants can only operate takeout services. People are urged to work from home unless it's impossible to do so. Mexico's president welcomed the rejection by a British judge of the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges and offered him political asylum and protection in Mexico. If the offer from Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador materializes, it could become a sticking point between Mexico and the United States, since U.S. prosecutors have charged Assange with espionage and account of misuse of computers. Assange, who was released on bail in 2012, took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, which was his residence for 7 years until his expulsion and subsequent arrest. Assange has been held in a London prison since April of 2019. A U.S. judge, on Monday blocked the Trump administration from sanctioning human rights lawyers for supporting the work of the World's War Crimes Tribunal, the International Criminal Court, the ICC. Trump had authorized economic and travel sanctions against employees of the Hague-based ICC and anyone supporting its work, including an inquiry into whether U.S. forces committed war crimes in Afghanistan between 2003 and 2014. A Department of Justice spokesman declined to comment. A Biden administration may consider lifting those sanctions as it evaluates the use of sanctions in foreign policy, according to two sources. And Niger is observing 3 days of national mourning following the massacre of 100 civilians in two villages. The killings happened in the western region of the country where Islamist militants have carried out a series of attacks. The government said an investigation had been launched to find the perpetrators. Witnesses have said that over 100 armed assailants on motorbikes surrounded the villages and started firing indiscriminately on Saturday. And the Central African Republic president won a second term, Fausta Akhonds Touadéra, in office, 5 years in office, according to provisional results of the Election Commission. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.